Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. All right, another very uncomfortable day around town. And Joe, this is really just the start, right?
It is right, Susan, with temperatures today going into the upper 80s in Midtown, low to mid-90s in the north and west suburbs. This is going to go on all week long and probably into the start of the weekend. There will eventually be a backdoor cold front coming down from upstate New York and northern New England later Friday and Friday night into Saturday. But how far south and west it gets remains in question. It really doesn't look like it's going to get past New York City, which means the heat wave could last all the way through Sunday before there's any kind of relief from this kind of wilting heat and humidity over the next 5 to 6 days across the area. So it's a good advice to stay hydrated in this kind of heat and avoid exposure to the heat and humidity as best as you can. I'm meteorologist Joe Lundberg. The complete four-day forecast in minutes right here on New York's weather station, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM.
Well, the city's got its heat emergency plan up and running. That includes the cooling centers. If you don't have AC, you can get the locations on their cool options map. That's at nyc.gov/cooling centers. Of course, you can also call 311. For those with air conditioning, we're asked to keep it at 78 degrees so as not to tax the electric grid. There's an arrest now in yesterday's fatal stabbing at 231 Broad Street in Stapleton, Staten Island. 37-year-old Carlos Rivera is charged with murder, criminal possession of a weapon, and tampering with physical evidence in the death of 41-year-old Joel Badillo. Rivera was also stabbed in the leg and will recover. So far, no word on what led to the violence. New stats show crime on the Long Island Railroad is at an 18-year high. Newsday got hold of the numbers from MTA Police. They show that assaults nearly doubled from 2022 to 23, including a spike in attacks against MTA employees. At the same time, major crimes remain rare. For its part, the MTA says the numbers reflect increased enforcement in the LIRR system. We're waiting on the final tally on just how many people were arrested for disorderly conduct last night. This is the annual fight over rent hikes for stabilized apartments in the city ended with increases for renewals starting in October.
One-year leases will go up 2.75%, two-year leases 5.25%. The passion on both sides is strong.
It's not right not to protect these people and give them a chance to live their lives. So where are they going to go?
Advancing a rent adjustment in line with inflation is the bare minimum.
Owners on the Rent Guidelines Board pointed to a 19% decline in net operating income for older rent-stabilized buildings in the Bronx. Public advocate Jemani Williams says people are being evicted.
This is not about finding a middle ground. This is always about landlords getting something from people who can't afford to pay it.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Midtown.
Well, in a statement, the Legal Aid Society said the decision jeopardizes the housing stability of an already struggling population and will undoubtedly lead to increased rates of homelessness, eviction, and displacement. Some folks on the Upper West Side accusing the city of using a bait-and-switch tactic to set up a women's shelter at what used to be a private school on West 74th Street. Let's get that story live from our Glenn Chuck.
Well, so here's the story. The former Calhoun School is where I am. It was a private elementary for years as a brownstone, in fact, on this block for nearly a century. It closed, Susan, last July, and the new owner is a company called Bayrock Capital. They had told the neighborhood here this would be either affordable or higher-end housing, and they were figuring it out. But then a letter came saying they have an agreement with the city to make this a shelter that will open this fall. We spoke with Debbie Sale, friends of the Upper West Side. She lives on this block.
The city should be looking at the long-term needs of the city and not just putting a Band-Aid on the short-term needs. And that's what, unfortunately, is happening so many places in the city. We need affordable housing.
And this shelter, if it does indeed move forward, would house 150 single women. It is a shelter the city says is desperately needed. Glenn Chuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM. Live here in the Upper West Side.
This year's winter break for public school students in the city runs December 24th through January 2nd. But December 24th is a Tuesday, meaning kids have class that Monday, which some say makes just no sense and that most kids probably just won't show up. 12-year-old Isaac Regner goes to IS 96 in Brooklyn. He is proposing moving the last day of school from Thursday, June 26th to Friday the 27th to make up the day, and he's launching a petition to make that happen.
I'm going to try to email the Chancellor David Binks, and I'm going to email Mayor Adams again and show them how many signatures I have. And if they don't write back, I'm going to try to go to both of their offices.
Well, in response, the Department of Education calling the valuable lessons kids learn each day building blocks for success, and encouraging all students and families to ensure their child's attendance on December 23rd. The post-Tony's rush to get tickets to the winning shows is on. Most probably won't be available at the discount booth, but you never know.
The TKTS line is wrapping around its iconic red stairs. After the Tony Awards Sunday night, Jay has his eyes on a new show.
Illinois. Yeah, I love dance.
What did you think of last night's performance?
It was great.
Illinois won Best Choreography Sunday night. Other shows like Hell's Kitchen and The Outsiders won big. As for a Monday night show, the musical that took home Best Scenic Design for a Musical is getting a lot of attention.
Cabaret.
We're going to try to get into Cabaret if we can.
What did you think of last night's performance of Cabaret?
I thought it was great.
That was the best one.
Excellent.
That's Cabaret at the Kit Kat Club. Christy Kalishian, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Times Square.
With talks stalled, Actors Equity says it will stop issuing contracts immediately for theater projects that are in development. Negotiations with the Broadway League have been taking place since January 22nd, with the current deal expired as of February 11th. This is not the first time Equity has gone on strike over developmental work. In 2019, a strike lasted 33 days, with union members securing a 1% share of a show's profits once it goes to full production and recoups the initial investment. Meantime, there are no current shows with development contracts.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.